Here we go. I'm about to count to three. One, two, three. All right, that's good. That's good. Now, do not look at your neighbor and say he's talking to you. He's like, do not do that. All right. We live in a culture where it is normal for people to be mean, say whatever is on their mind, be insensitive towards others, have these profiles on social media where they can feel like they can just go off on people. You got it. And while that may be what's now accepted in culture and today's world, that is not normal behavior in the kingdom of God. We are called to be kind. All right. As believers, we are called to have a standard of righteousness. We are called to be led by the Holy Spirit in a way that others can see his fruit in our lives. And I want you to understand, when we talk about being kind, that kindness is not weakness. All right. It is one of the clearest evidences that Jesus lives on the inside of us. Everybody say, be kind. Galatians, the fifth chapter and the 22nd and 23rd verse says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit. Everybody say fruit. In our lives. All right. This fruit is love. It is joy, peace, patience. Here's our word for today. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Ooh, this last one is a big one. Boy, if people just knew how to do this one, the world would be a better place. Everybody say self-control. He said there is no law against these things. The King James Version says that no one can bring a charge against us. And what the writer is teaching us is if we will cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit to the degree that his fruit is evident in our lives, nobody can really bring a charge against us, because you can't bring a charge against me if I'm being patient, if I'm being kind, if I have self-control, if I'm faithful, if I'm showing love, if I'm producing joy, you know. But you know, when you read this, and I want you to really understand, it doesn't say the gifts of the Spirit. It says the fruit of the Spirit. And fruit is what naturally grows from healthy trees. Isn't that right? Well, I'm here to tell you that if Christ lives on the inside of us and we're cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit day in and day out, then kindness should naturally grow out of us. I'm teaching better than you shouting amen. This is going to be good today, right? You know, everybody say it's nice to be nice. And what I don't understand, and what I'm trying to figure out in this crazy world we live in, is why is it so hard just to be nice? It's nice to be nice. It's nice to smile. You know, I went to Walmart yesterday. Pastor doesn't necessarily go to Walmart. I don't do the shopping. You got it. You know, I'm not saying I'm not against it, but that's just something Lady does. You understand? And so, it was Saturday, and it was our chill day, and she did not want to leave the house. You got it? And so if my baby don't want to leave the house, my baby's not leaving the house. I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to get everything that you need. I'm all confident. I'm doing what I need to do because, you know, I want to make sure she just has a relaxing Saturday. I leave the house. I'm not 3 minutes down the road, and I'm calling her saying, what was that you wanted me to get? And so she's talking to me, talking it through to me. And then normally, because the area we live in, Harris Teeter, is closest to us. But there's some things that I needed to get, like the big 32-pack water or Aquafina and things like that. So I needed to go to Walmart. So I went to Walmart. And when you know, Walmart is big. And so when I got there, you know, I called her again. And so I said, well, just stay on the phone with me. She's like, babe, so you're over here, but that's over by the produce section. I said, okay, babe, I'm walking to the produce section right now. You got it. And then after our produce section, she told me where the bread aisle was, right? And she was fine with it because she's like, hey, I'm home. I just got to direct him. Praise the Lord. And then it worked out and I got everything. And so when I got home, she says, thanks so much for going to do that. I said, actually, it was a lot of fun. I said, because I talked to everybody in Walmart. I did. You know, I was telling her about this one couple. There was this guy, he looked real big and macho and straight face and those kind of things. And he was with, I don't know, his wife or whoever, his significant other, you know. But I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? How you doing? He couldn't help but break away from the hard face, be like, what's up, man? Because it's nice to be nice. Does that make sense? So I saw them like 4 or 5 minutes later because I was coming down an aisle. And so this guy that was just looking all hard and tough and everything, you know, he saw me coming. He tells me, hey, move out the way. He's coming. All right, have a good day, man. I said, you too, man. But imagine me not being nice. Imagine me saying, well, why has he got such a straight face? If he got a straight face, then I'll have a straight face. So we'll both have a straight. What does that produce in our lives? Absolutely nothing. So how many points do you think I have for you today? You already know Pastor has 3 simple points that are going to help us to be kind and allow the Holy Spirit to produce his fruit in our lives. And so let's jump into it. Everybody say number one. Number one, kindness is our identity, not just our personality. Kindness is our identity, not just our personality. Some people have naturally outgoing personalities while others are quiet, while others may be funny. And then some are maybe a little bit more on the serious side. And then there's some we're not sure what we're going to get on what particular day, right? But kindness actually isn't a personality trait. It is a Christian trait. It is something that we should see as, watch this, as we develop this relationship with the Lord Jesus, where the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us and helping us and correcting us, so that way we can be exactly who God has called us to be in the earth. Who has God called us to be in the earth, Pastor? He's called us to be the light of the world. You got it. We are salt. You got it. And so we have to understand that we are representatives of the kingdom of God here in the earth. You know, to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. And so Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 32nd verse, let's just kind of jump into this. It says, and be mean to one another. It didn't say that, did it? So why are people mean to one another? You got it. All right, let's try it again. And be short with one another. Yeah, the Bible didn't say that. And I know we're not perfect, and I know sometimes we're going to have rough days, and so I'm not saying that God's looking for perfection, because he's not, but I do believe that he's looking for progress. And I don't believe that it is the order of God for me to just walk around and be insensitive and be mean and just worry about me and nobody else, because that is not the nature of God and who he is. So he says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. That's just a whole nother lesson all by itself. All right. Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And I think sometimes when we look at about forgiving one another, the reason why it's hard to forgive others, is because we really don't understand what forgiveness is. You got it. Forgiveness is not letting somebody off the hook. Forgiveness doesn't mean what they did wasn't wrong. You got it. Forgiveness, you got it, is more about releasing me, because when I walk in unforgiveness, I have all this bad stuff in my heart, right? And I have got all this, when I'm walking in unforgiveness, my heart's not right. I'm not settled. You got it. My mind's not right. So forgiveness is the ability to move beyond a particular offense. So yes, it did happen. Yes, you were wrong. No, it is not right. But based on what Jesus has already done for me, I choose to extend that same grace to you that he extended to me, and I'm going to forgive. Forgiveness doesn't even mean that forgiveness and trust is 2 different things. Forgiveness is bestowed. Trust must be earned. So because I forgive you does not mean I have to bring you back into a trusting status in my life right now. So you have to understand the difference. And when you understand the difference, you realize now I have the ability to forgive. You got it. Forgiveness isn't even necessarily forgetting. It can be remembering. But now that I remember, I don't have any ill feelings in my heart, because I've chose to release you, because God has been too good to me for me not to release what you did to me. That's good right there. Does that make sense? All right. So that was on forgiveness. I had to give you just a short lesson on that because I just felt like I needed to. All right. So Ephesians 4:32, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So Paul doesn't say be kind to one another if you're having a good day. Paul doesn't say be kind to one another if they deserve it. Paul doesn't say be kind to one another if you all always agree on everything. He just simply says be kind. Colossians, the third chapter, if you look at the last part of verse 12, I'm calling it 12b, it says, clothe yourselves. When I think of the word clothe, I think of put on. Like in the morning, you put on your clothes, right? So clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness, humility. That's a very important word. Gentleness and patience. So you have to clothe yourselves or put on every morning compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. Because let's be honest, every morning when you wake up, you decide what you're going to wear, right? Paul is telling us every morning when we wake up, before we leave the house, we got to choose kindness. Does that make sense? Because I believe that people should feel safer because they're around you. I don't think people should feel more judged because they're around you. I don't think people should feel more criticized because they're around you. I don't think people should feel more intimidated because they're around you. I feel that people should feel safer because they're around you, because they realize this is a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no, they're not perfect. You understand? But this person has a relationship with God, and they have the fruit of the Spirit in operation in their lives. And I want to be around people that have the fruit of operation, because sometimes I might need you to extend some long suffering to me. Does that make sense? You got it. And so, amen. You know, it's funny. I just thought about it because we had a bunch of things going on in the week, and they came and they were redoing the sound. And when they redo it, now on Sunday mornings when we go live, we have to make sure everything's fixed. And so, you know, I'm realizing what time it is. I'm inside. I'm looking over my notes. And then I kind of come in. I didn't hug everyone the way I normally do. Now, most of you all know me by now, so you know, Pastor, not being funny with me. But those things, they definitely are in my mind. I went out into the foyer. The officers are out there, and I didn't really get a chance to say hi to them and greet them. Of course, I don't think that they were offended by that. You got it. But in my mind, I'm always trying to think about somebody else. I told myself earlier, I got on me. You got it. You know, and I don't call me me. I call me Mac, right? And so I'm like, Mac, you should have came out earlier, because if you'd have came out earlier, you could have hugged everybody instead of just say, hey, how you doing? You know, and that. But thank God for a great church that realizes the pastor's not, you know, being funny. He's just busy at the moment. So you were able to extend grace to me. Why? Because the fruit of the Spirit is in operation in your life. Does that make sense? That's how that works. So number one, kindness is our identity, not just our personality. All right, here we go. Everybody say number two. Number two, this is really, really big. You never know what someone is carrying. You absolutely, positively never know what someone is carrying, all right? You can look around the room today and see all these people, you know, in the room. And, you know, everybody, for the most part, has a smile on their face. And, you know, and during worship, you know, they enjoyed worship. They had their hands lifted up. You know, when it was meet and greet time, they did what Pastor asked. They got out of their seat and went and shook somebody's hand, hugged somebody's neck, smiled towards somebody. You know, they did all those things, but you really don't know what it took for someone to make it to church today. Like, we don't know what people are carrying. Does that make sense? And that is why, you know, I'm real big on, like, just being nice and being kind, because people go through stuff. How do I know that? Because you go through stuff, and I go through stuff. We all go through stuff. You got it? You know, and when sometimes I say, because people are sensitive, and that's true. How do I know? Because you are sensitive and I'm sensitive about something. And so to the degree that we learn to be kind, you know, because you never know what it took for someone to make it to church today, you know, because for some people, the enemy tried to fight them tooth and nail just to get here. You got it? And so that is why it's so important to me that we're kind, because I don't know the week that you had, and I pray it was a good week because I prayed for you every day this week. Does that make sense? But I don't know what type of week somebody had. You don't know what type of week someone had. So that's why it's important to be kind, because somebody this week could have went to the doctor's appointment and not gotten such a good report. But they chose to come and worship God anyways. Somebody else maybe have signed some divorce papers this week, and they really didn't feel like being around anybody and seeing anybody. But you know what? They said, I'm going to press my way, because if I can't go to anywhere, I can go to the house of the Lord to get what I need. And they pressed their way anyways. Somebody else lost a job this week, but instead of being defeated, they said, I'm going to be like my pastor told me, and I'm going to lift my head up anyways. I'm going to go to church and worship God and trust him because one door closed, but I believe he's going to open another, and they pressed their way. Does that make sense? Somebody else this week lost a loved one. Someone else this week fought with their spouse 4 out of the 5 days this week. So we don't know what someone is going through, so we have to learn how to be kind. Well, Pastor, that's just the way I am. My response to that is, that's just the way God said you ain't supposed to be. Because we're called to be kind. Everybody say we're called to be kind. So we really don't know what people are going through because they can be smiling on the outside but tired on the inside. And see, unless you've ever lived that life or had that season, and most of us have, where we were smiling on the outside, but we were struggling on the inside. We were smiling on the outside, but we did everything we could to keep it together. You understand what I'm saying? So nobody knew and nobody saw. And so we put our game face on, and we should, you understand? And we chose to walk by faith, and we should. But just because you put your game face on and just because you chose to walk by faith doesn't mean you're not going through something tough. And we have created a culture at WLCC that, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's a call and response, all right? So y'all, I'm going to call it y'all respond, okay? Every Sunday I say, if you're here, you're family. Like, and I mean that. Not if you're a member of your family. Not, well, if you've been coming for a long time. I don't care if it's your first time coming through the door. You belong to Jesus. Well, what if they haven't given their life to Jesus? They still belong to Jesus. He paid an incredible price. So it doesn't matter what they look like, what they act like. Doesn't matter all that. If you're here, you are simply family. Does that make sense? Yeah. Proverbs 18 and 21, I want you to catch this. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. If you keep going, it says, they that love it eat the fruit thereof. And a lot of times when I teach this, when I'm talking about positive confession and making sure that we're confessing the word of God over our lives. You know, I don't go around saying I'm sick. I go around saying I'm healed. You got it. I don't go around saying I'm defeated. I go around saying I have the victory. But when you also look at this scripture is not for me saying death and life is in the power of the tongue just for what I say for my life, but anything I say to anyone, it's the same thing. Because one sentence can literally change somebody's week in a positive or in a negative way. So here's the big question I don't want you to answer, and I don't want you to look at your neighbors. Can I get a... But the big question is this: does the way you treat people on a daily basis affect them in a positive or in a negative way? And you really got to think about that. Are you in such a rush that you don't have time to slow down and smile or say no, thank you? One thing I do, I just have always done this. I'm just kind of like this, even with my staff. You got it? You know, with my staff, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm the boss, right? So I get to say, hey, can you go do that for me? And they're like, yeah, no problem. A lot of times I say, please. Why? It's nice to be nice. They're not my servants. They're staff. They belong to Jesus. When I go to the restaurant, all right, am I okay just kind of rolling like this? When I go to the restaurant, I am always, what I say? Always going to be kind to my server, even if my server's not kind to me. Because maybe they're not kind to me because they've been dealing with so many, I don't want to use the word knuckleheads, but I don't know another name, where people are just not nice to them, you know. This ain't right. Like, I don't put this out there, but I'm just going to put it out there today. You got it? Like, there's a lot of times a member says, hey, Pastor, can we go to lunch? I'm like, yeah. Or can we go to coffee? Yeah, absolutely. And we'll set up the time. We'll go to coffee. It'll be a good chat. Sometime they want wisdom or something or have a question or those kind of things, you know. But, like, if we go to coffee or if we go to lunch, right, and you treat like the server bad, you got it, like we will never go to lunch again. Now you could come to church and I'll meet with you in my office and I'll talk to you for 2 hours. I didn't say we'll never meet again, but we're not gonna do that. You got it? Because birds of a feather, you become like who you spend time with, and I can't afford for you to be out with me treating people mean. First of all, I'm going to, in a lovely way, let you know that, hey, I don't roll like that. You got it? No, because I don't know what that person has gone through. So lady and I were out to lunch, and several, long time ago, and we went out to lunch with Ben and Robin, and when we went to lunch, the young lady came, and we asked her about the specials, and it's like she didn't know the specials or something like that, and we're like, okay, no problem. And so then I said something else to her, and I can't remember, and then all of a sudden, she's like, I don't know, it's just been a long day, I've been working a long shift, I've been here, like, I said, oh, it's okay. Like, it's okay. Because one thing we do, as soon as you come to our table, we ask you what your name is. And most people are shocked that we ask them what their name is. Why? Because we want to know your name. Because if you say, but my name is, you know, is oh, man, I'm trying to think of a name that's not in the house. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my huh? Banana. Okay, banana. Okay. Praise the Lord. And so I use my sister's name, Vicky. You know, like, you know, we want to be able to say at the end, hey, thank you, Vicky. Or, hey, Vicky, can I get some more? Because you're not a servant, you're a server, and there's a big difference. That just happens to be your job. You got it. And so, anyways, the girl was just super flustered, and we were real relaxed with her. It was like, it's no problem, you know. And it was not much for the meal. We got like appetizers or something. So the meal was like, you know, $42 or $54. It just wasn't a lot. So 20% off of $50, a 20% tip off of $50 is what, y'all? $10. Thank you, Pastor Pat. You got everybody's like 1, 2, 3. Pastor Pat's like $10. You know, so you know what I gave her for a tip? $100. So she, you know, she's just being, you know, just, hey, okay, thank y'all, have a good day. And she doesn't even know it. And I, you know, we put it in, and it wasn't like I said, hey, now I want to give you a tip, because no, you don't do that. If you're going to bless somebody, just bless somebody and let all the glory go to Jesus. Now, if you're first-time friends, I normally don't sit down. My lessons are a little bit different, but I just really feel this is the way I want to flow today, all right? And so, you know, but of course, then she ends up coming back. You know, she's about crying and all those kind of things, you know. But one of the things that we do here is our vision is we point you to Christ so you can live a better life. The whole goal is to learn to point people to Jesus. You got it. And you don't just do it on the inside of these four walls. You do it everywhere at all times. Does that make sense? You got it. Because what happens is, we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent Jesus in the earth. And the question is, are we going to represent him in a positive way, or are we going to represent him in a negative way? So every week I say, if you're here, you're family. That's not a slogan. That's something I mean. That's something Lady LaConte and I live by. You got it? This is not a place. When I say this, I'm talking about WLC. It's not a place where I expect or even will allow people to be treated unkind. It's not a place where I expect gossip to happen. And I'm sure some gossip happens, but I don't expect it. It's not a place where I expect you to form cliques. You got it? This ain't no country club. You got it? But this is a place where I expect people from all backgrounds and all denominations and all colors to put aside any differences and show kindness and the love of Jesus in an unforgettable way. That is what we are called to do. We are called to point people to Jesus so that their life can get better and better and better. We have core values, and our core values are love God, love people, pursue growth, choose joy, right? All of them are extremely important. The first two, you know, they come to Jesus and they say, you know, they're trying to trip him up to say, what's the greatest commandment? Jesus said, that's easy. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, everything within you. And Jesus says, there's not a time where you don't ask me for something that I won't give you more than what you asked for. So he says, I gave you the first, but the second is likened unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. What is Jesus saying? Treat people the way you want to be treated. So if I don't want to be treated mean, why would I treat somebody else mean? You got it? If I don't want you to gossip about me, why am I going to gossip about you? Everybody say, be kind. All right. So number one, I'm almost out of here. All right. Almost out of here. It's 10:12. I got about 3 more minutes. Everybody okay? All right. Number one, kindness is our identity, not just our personality. Number two, you never know what someone is carrying. All right. And then number three, Kindness reflects Jesus. Kindness reflects Jesus. People should experience Jesus before they ever hear a sermon at WLCC. Because when they come on the grounds, they're going to meet the dream team. They're going to meet, you know, one of the brothers in the parking lot. We have greeters. We have guest service people. We have kids ministry. We have ushers. We have police officers. And it is my prayer that before they ever hear me or Pastor Pat or Lady or one of the other ministers get up and teach, that, watch this, that the love of Jesus have been shown to them in an unforgettable way. That somebody smiled to them. Somebody said, good morning, how you doing? Somebody made them feel comfortable. Does that make sense? You got, and I'm not talking about this fake kindness. Oh, how are you doing? It's so good to see you this morning. No, I'm talking about being genuine. Like we're really glad you're here. It's not like the fake thing. It's like, you know, because see, you can teach people to be fake, but you can't teach people to be genuine. Does that make sense? And so I got to go home, Court. Just play something. If you play, it'll just make me go home because I got a lot to say. But I need to let you out in the next 2 minutes. So many people tell Lady and I, and so many people, man, when we come to Without Limits, like my first time, people were nice. And we're like, well, praise God. They're like, no, like they were really genuinely nice. And I don't think people realize how hard Lady and I have worked throughout the years to make sure we created a culture like this, where it's not about us. We don't want people, all hail the pastor. Should you love me? Absolutely. Should you honor me? Absolutely. But we've made it a culture where if you're here, you're family. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, we're going to point you to Jesus. We're going to give you the word. We're going to encourage you. We're going to build you up in faith. So that way, when you walk out of here, you may have been low, but we believe you're going to be a little bit higher. That you may have walked out of here, in here, not knowing what to do. But when you walk out of here, you're like, you know, I got some questions answered. And my faith has been is a little bit higher than it was before. And I feel like I can go out of here and I can tackle this week. And I'm going to beat the devil upside the head this week, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. All right. So this is what I need. See, Paul of Philippians 2:3 says, in humility, value others above yourself. Everybody say, above me. Not looking to your own interests, but each to the interests of others. Two times we've seen the word humility. Why? Because humble people are generally kind people. Proud people are typically not. And the Bible says he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Kindness begins when we stop asking, what do I need, and start asking, who needs me? Who needs me to help? Who needs me to pray? Who needs me to intercede? Who needs me to stand in the gap? Who needs me to serve? Who needs me? When I was a little boy, we used to sing this song in Sunday school, and say, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Well, I learned it as a kid, and then as I grew up, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, I'm reading 1 John 4:7-8, realizing that's scripture. I was just singing, you know. But the writer says, watch this. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So if I'm walking around not really loving people, then I really don't know God and who he really is. Because when I have a relationship with God and I really know, you know, who God is, I'm not saying I won't have an off day. That's not what I'm saying. We're not perfect. Let me just talk to my brothers. You know, brothers, we're not perfect. Sometimes we're going to be a little sharp, and then, you know, we got to come back to our wives and say, hey, I shouldn't have said it that way. You got it? Wives, don't look at them right now. I'm talking to them right now. Sometimes we'll be like, oh, I just need to calm down. You got, maybe I was a little too strong with my son, too strong with my daughter. Maybe I just need to calm down. You got it? And that kind of thing. But so we're not perfect. So that's not what I'm talking about, because we're going to miss the mark every once in a while. But I'm talking about on a consistent basis, just not being nice and just being mean and, you know, and those kind of things. And I've learned to give grace to people, because you never know what people are going through. So maybe somebody, you know, seemed like, man, what's wrong with them? They're rough around the edges. Before I bark back at them because they barked at me, Maybe I should say, hey, is everything okay? You're doing good today. Can I pray for you? Instead of just like, oh, you coming for me? I'm coming for you. I'm a one up on you. You're going to clap back on social media. I wish some of y'all would just stay off social media. I really do. Praise the Lord. I get on social media and lady can tell 3 minutes I'm aggravated, I get off. Because social media was really designed for the fun things. My family lives up north. They want to see pictures of the kids. They want to see us at Disney. That's what social media was for. Not for you to go on the rant about what you like and what you don't like and what you think, blah, 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 blah. If you're not up there encouraging people, showing the love of Jesus in an unforgettable way, you got it. Just stay off of social media. So here's my challenge to you. Let's stand all over the building. I'm going to let you go home. Did he say blah, 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 blah? Yeah, he did. And pastor don't even normally talk like that. But can I be real honest with you? At some point, if I say I'm a Christian, I got to grow up and be who God has called me to be. I got to learn to grow in God's grace. And so am I perfect? Absolutely not. But one thing I can promise you about this brother right here, every day I'm working on me to be the best I can be. Every day. I'm trying to be the best husband I can be. I'm trying to be the best father I can be. I'm trying to be the best pastor I can be. I'm trying to be the best friend I can be. I'm trying to be the best boss I can be. I'm just trying to be the best version of me every single day. And a lot of days I get it right. But there's some moments I get it really wrong. And when I do, I say, Lord, forgive me and help me to be better. And all I'm trying to do is get you to have that same response with the Lord. That I don't just go around and I can, we got to really be careful about, I know people so I can just say what I want to them. We got to be careful with that. There's a lot of you that have been with Without Limits for years. But I'm never going to just feel like I say, they know me. They know what I mean. No. Hallelujah. Woosah. If it's one thing that really bothers me, it's people being mean to people. It really, I'm not going to cry, but right now I feel like I can cry. Because I'm like, Jesus paid an incredible price for you. You're not in the hospital. You're not dead in the grave. Yeah, maybe you're not where you want to be, but you're not where you used to. Like, God is really good to you. So who do you think you are just to walk around and be mean to people? And I'm just telling you, like, if I'm your pastor, if I'm really your pastor, then you got to make sure you're being nice and kind to everyone, not just inside these four walls, but everywhere you go. Because if you walk around being mean and fussing folk out, and by the way, nobody has done anything and nothing has happened. And I made sure that I'm like, I'm not going to teach this lesson. You got to, if anything jumps off. So ain't nothing jumped off. But I'm just saying, if I'm really your man of God, then take this word and apply it in your life. And just learn to love people and learn to be kind. Here's your challenge for this week as I close. This week, I want you to do several things. Speak before you're spoken to. Compliment someone, encourage someone, pray with someone, forgive someone, sit with someone who's alone, learn the name of someone you don't know, send one unexpected text or one unexpected email that's encouraging somebody every day. Just do that. That's all you got to do. And so I don't know, babe, if we can like put that in a graphic and put that up for later, or we could put it in the notes section on the app. Maybe that'll be easier so I don't have to make lady work on a Sunday afternoon. But I don't know if I gave that to you, but I'm going to give it to you one more time. Then we're going to close and we're going to go home. It's 10:20. Only been in church for 80 minutes. So that's not bad. Praise the Lord. But we normally get out 75. You're going to be all right. I promise you're going to be all right. All right. My challenge. Here we go. Speak before you're spoken to, compliment someone, encourage someone, pray with someone, forgive someone, sit with someone who's alone, learn the name of someone you don't know, send one unexpected text or email of encouragement every day this week. And if you do that, watch this, and you do that on purpose, you'll start, well, even, and a lot of us are doing great, but you'll see your heart get a little bit softer. And you'll see your heart get a little bit more sensitive towards people. And now when you walk into Food Lion and Piggly Wiggly and Bojangles and what, you won't just see people as people, but you'll see people through the lens of eternity. You'll see, man, that's someone that Jesus paid an incredible price for. So you'll see the lady at Food Lion who's got the three little kids, and she seems overwhelmed, and she seems frustrated, and next thing you know, she snapped at the, you know, at the lady at the counter, and it's not right. But before you, who in the world does she think she is? Before you do that, maybe you say, man, that's somebody that God paid an incredible price for. So you know what? I'm not going to say anything to her now because she's rough right now. But if I see her in the parking lot, I'm going to say something really kind to her, because maybe she's been getting a whole bunch of negativity, and that one moment of kindness can kind of help her realize, I need to calm down and be who I'm called to be. Are y'all getting anything out of this today? And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this lesson, and I thank you that it was sown on good ground. And I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to steal the seed that has been sown. And I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, that we will go out this week and be who you've called us to be, which is ambassadors for Christ. That we will be the light of the world. That we will be the salt of the earth. That we will go out and make an impact, and we will impact people's lives this week in a positive and an amazing way. So in order for us to do that, Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you to lead us. We need you to guide us. We need you to help us. Help us with our tone. Help us with how we respond. Help us with how we act. And help us in the morning, just like we put on our clothes, to make sure that we clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, and with humility. I thank you for it. I give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Are you glad you came to church on today?